I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the 4th of July holiday edition of the Grillin' Guys. Time to do some cooking, man. We had a lot of fun talking about guns and things, but we got to eat. So if you've got some wild game in your freezer, this would be a great time to get it out. You know, you only got probably two more months, maybe three, before you're going to start filling it up again.
That's right. And this is kind of like living the Yankee life. When you think about our country and this big celebration, we're unique. I mean, these air guns came from Europe, but, you know, don't think they don't look across the pond with envy. Maybe not right now with Sleepy Joe in there, but I mean, typically they're probably laughing their asses off. But typically they look across the pond and they're like, man, these guys have everything. They can buy guns. They can do yada, yada. Because I don't know how many countries in Europe they can even own. I know in England they're very strict with them.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going
to do. Canada, they've cracked down on them. So, I mean, we have all these rights and privileges, which results in this cornucopia of harvest we get, whitetail, rabbit, pheasant, fish, you know, salmon. In Michigan alone, we
ducks.
Got perch and ducks, yeah. Goodness sakes.
You're not allowed to shoot your duck when it's perched, though. Just saying.
Is that right?
That's right. They got to be moving. You don't shoot them while they're sitting.
Sitting duck.
That's right.
So I was just, you know, I'm heading up to real close to you. We're going to camp. I bought this outfitter tent. And my son, Alex, his girlfriend just got a job in Ludington. They're both chemical engineers, so there's factories that need those bright kids. And so she's up there, and we camp between Ludington and Manistee in the Manistee National Forest.
Beautiful area.
Yeah, we know all the trails over there by Lake Michigan. And I just picked up this really cool outfitter tent for deer camp. And my other tent, my other big tent, kind of crapped out. So I wanted to give it a test run out in the woods that I know and get my wife and him. And I've got a niece up there. I'm just going to get a big crowd out to our camping spot and I'm going to bring up a bunch of meat. And I only have like...
And some tent poles.
Yeah. I only have a pack of ground venison left. Two packs.
That's,
I don't have any wild
that's
game.
That's two more than I have.
I don't have any wild game. But I got a whole bunch of beef.
Yeah, so but if you have a rump roast, okay? Cuz that's one of the last things that usually goes in my freezer from the venison if we didn't cut
that's
that.
That's what you end up with always.
Right. Yeah, because right. It's like well,
you know what that would
it's
be
right behind the neck roast, but I usually jerky that up, but
that'd be good
the
for
rump roast.
Coney sauce. Grind right. That up and make coney sauce.
The rump roast would
yeah.
Be? Yeah. Well, if you happen to have a grinder at home, but who has a meat grinder?
Most hunters.
Yeah, right. But
well, otherwise, bring your Dutch oven up. You got one of those.
I do. So why? Why would I bring my Dutch oven up? Tell me how to do that.
Come on. You're going in the woods. You're building a fire.
Right.
You know?
So what am I going to do with that roast, though?
You're going to be down on the lake all day. Just build a nice fire and get up a good bed of coals and put your meat in that Dutch oven. Put some onions. I'm probably, since it's venison, I'm probably going to marinate it in a little oil before I even... leave for
like
my trip.
EVO oil?
Yeah, like a garlic EVO. And I might put a little red wine with it or some lemon. Probably a little red wine. You could always do the easy thing and do the cheesy, zesty Italian dressing.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
Right. Throw some thyme
Italian
and bay leaves
beef.
In it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be Italian venison.
Yeah, it would be.
Right. So, you know, I don't do a rump roast or any too much roast with my venison. I usually do chops and... you know, steaks and a lot of burger, and I attempt
chops
to make my own
so,
sausage.
But, I think chops are the best.
But if you did a rump roast, you know, a venison and did them slow cooked them, does that typically, will that fall apart like a...
If you cook it long enough.
Okay.
You probably want to throw some bacon over top of it because it's, you know, how lean it is.
Right.
You can put oil in it, but you really want something on top of it. And I just picked up a bunch of that thick-cut homemade bacon from Sobeys.
Right.
That would go perfectly over it.
So is it in the Dutch oven when and you just lay the bacon over top of it once
yep.
You put it in there?
Yep.
And that's just going to help hydrate it, and it'll create some flavor, right,
yep.
As the bacon renders in the—
Yep, because yeah. It's such a lean piece.
Right.
You know, but you don't have to do a whole lot. Now. Those are not as lean as venison's not as dry as people think, because very often they've experienced cooking a steak and right. they overdid it.
Right.
And that's a medium rare steak every time.
Yeah, never more.
Definitely.
Never more.
Never more. You ruined it if you did that.
But with the roast, the shoulder, neck, whatever it is, yeah, you're going to cook the heck out of it. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to. Actually, a lot of guys will cook their roasts up to 135. They want them red in the middle. So.
But they aren't coming apart at that point.
Oh, heck no.
They're not going
to
be.
No, you're closer to 185 maybe right, when right. they're going to start breaking down.
No, but it's still a tasty, beautiful piece and a right. cut. But. Yep. Yeah, I don't do a lot of venison roast, to be honest with you.
So
I grind them up.
So Merle, what is your favorite game animal to munch on?
I like deer, the best.
Right.
That's generally I have the most of.
Your chops
of the venison family, whitetail.
Yeah.
Do you like
the
elk
tenderloins
better?
And the chops?
Don't you like elk better?
Elk is good. Yeah, yeah, but you know who has the chance to have
right.
elk?
Yeah,
all the
not
right.
a lot.
And where we're blessed in West Michigan, where or anywhere you are in Michigan, that right. there's a lot of deer around.
Right.
Doesn't matter where you are, and you get an opportunity to.
So if you're doing venison on the open grill, that's where people screw up.
When you say open grill, you're saying a charcoal fire?
I do like tripods, you know, or like a deer camp. We have a grate that we put over the fire.
Well, let's step back from that a second, because you really don't put it over the fire. You put it over the coals that the fire generated.
But that's
right.
Yeah.
You never want. My point was, I don't want to let anybody think
sure.
you want to be over the flames. You don't. You want to be over the embers that
right.
are there, not the
correct.
Flames.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, when you cook over an open fire, do you have a preference or a practice you use that? Do you marinate those steaks?
Generally, if I do a steak or chops over an open fire or on the grill, it's like some kind of a soy sauce.
So you're going to marinate it.
Marinate.
Some oil
right.
and something.
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, that works really good with ginger.
And Jop's big on good. Buying the ones from Lowry's. They make so many good ones.
They do.
I mean, you don't even have to think about it. Just go pick one off the shelf. And
yeah, there's like a dozen flavor profiles,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right?
And we learned this a long time ago. And, you know, we wanted to be pure grillers, and we were going to make our own seasonings, and we were going to make our own marinades. Well, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But guess what? There are commercial operations out there that's their business. That's what they do, and they're really good.
And some of them are right. friends.
Right.
So you
yeah.
want to support
right.
your friends, right. you know?
Exactly.
You want
yeah.
to support them.
You know,
right.
so it's
still
like,
buy Billy Bones. Billy's yeah. been long gone, 5 years now, but and I know he sold the brand, but it's just near and dear to my heart. So when I do briskets or butts, I'm putting one of Billy's rubs on it just because
yeah,
I trust
sure.
it, for one thing.
A couple weekends ago, Bob cooked, I think it was 18 butts. I took half, he took half, and we went our separate ways with graduation parties. But we went through two big containers of that
yep.
During that cook. I know, because it's just good, right? Why mess around trying to create something that's already there?
Haven't you ever right. screwed up a blend?
Yeah, right. And too much salt
you put
every time.
Salt in instead of sugar.
Right. Too much salt every stinking
cake
time.
Cake is not sweet at all.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah,
so,
well.
I think that this is something else you know a little bit about, Merle, and that's fishing,
yeah.
right? And Alan Bob's has a huge fishing department, as big as the gun department, and you got some specialists there. So coming up next, we're going to try to talk a little bit about maybe some salmon recipes, walleye recipes. Panfish are huge this time of year. And you know what? This is a great weekend to catch a few fish, bring them in, fillet them up, and eat them right there. It doesn't get any better than fresh fish. So you know what? Stick around. We're going to do a little fish fry. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Job from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of, to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. go to Garrett's Appliance. And while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Now you're a man!
Today's man law is appropriate for a great holiday. When you hear the national anthem, stop, take your hat off, stand proud, and sing loud and proud.
Absolutely.
I love that song. And here's a note, if you're a veteran or active duty military, you don't have to take your hat off. You can leave your cover on and salute. And I love watching guys do that. Because, I don't know, it's just, it's free.
Yep, it's a symbol it's a symbol of freedom.
You already paid for it.
So, quick fire here. We got a minute or two left in the show. My particular freshwater fish favorite, perch, skillet, hot iron skillet with a little bit of olive oil in the bottom. Don't really ever use a flavor. And I just saute those buggers.
I'm with you.
A minute on each side and... they curl up a little bit, and salt, little Lowry's salt and pepper. Unbelievable. If I could get a mess of perch, I'd go do it right now.
I'll take perch over almost everything. White fish will beat it.
Right. Well, that's mild, so we're both eating mild fish.
Yeah, but, you know, deer season, that's when the perch are really good.
Yeah.
So you said I don't like doing bluegill because I don't like scaling them, and you said what?
Use a tumble scaler. So the tumble scaler looks like Jop said, is a big dryer.
Drum. Yeah.
And it's operated by a motor. It'll do...
you put them in there?
Inside.
It'll do 25 bluegills in 5 minutes.
Right. And you run a little water over the bottom of it. And what it does is it tumbles them around and it knocks all the scales
and
off.
It rinses
and
the scales.
The water into a bucket. It's a nasty bucket when you're done.
Right.
I guarantee, but I've done that.
But the fish have no slime on them when you fillet them.
Right.
Which is nice.
And no scales.
And no scales. Because
they've all been knocked off.
That, do you gut them first?
Nope. You throw them in your hole.
You really don't gut them first.
No, you throw them in your hole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it pictures a dryer drum.
So it doesn't
drum.
Knock the guts
no,
out
but,
of them.
No. But picture a dryer, because you're going to fillet them. You don't need to. But picture a dryer drum.
Yeah.
But what it's done is it's got holes punched through from the outside, so there's sharp little shards of metal inside. And as those fish hit it, it just knocks all the scales off them.
At Vicky's pasty shop in Saranac, he's got a potato peeler that sounds just like that.
Similar. Yeah.
And that was the greatest thing he ever found.
Yeah.
His son was happy.
Yes.
No kidding. Oh. And do you sell those?
We do not.
Okay.
No, but there's a company in Muskegon that you can buy them from. I think you can buy them online.
They make them?
They sold the company years ago. But anyway, it's a $400 scaler. So, you know, a lot of people don't bluegill fish enough to warrant that type of thing. But
that would make me want a bluegill fish.
That is my favorite way to eat
bluegills.
Because
I love the meat, but I hate scaling fish.
And I like to keep the skin on bluegills, too.
Yes. Right, because it crisps up.
So now your skin's on.
Right, skin's on. You cook them that way. Bluegill, same way you cook perch.
Right.
So you pull them out of the
cast iron skillet, that's the best way.
Rinse them off. Pull them out of the tumbler.
Got them.
Rinse them off.
Yep.
And, you don't even need to gut them, Bobby. Fillet fish without gutting a fish.
Yeah. Yeah, you just fillet them. No, you don't have to gut them.
Oh, well, but that's what I'm saying. Fillet it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you fillet them off, and you got two fillets, and you're good to go.
See. You're going to just clamp the tail down and just take the fillets, which isn't so easy on a bluegill. Is it?
Right behind the gill,
yeah.
Down to the backbone, go to the back, flip them over, same thing, down to the backbone, right behind the gill, go to the back. You got to trim off the rib cage. I know a lot of guys that'll do it with an electric knife, and it cuts the rib cage right with the fillet.
Right.
And then they take a knife and go... And then take the rib cage
right
out.
Yeah.
And just if you got a lot of them, it's a lot quicker.
Well, listen to the bluegill guys. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, right.
But Merle Shoemaker, Allen Bob Sports, 68th and US 131, Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's where sportsmen.
Serving sportsmen.
Serving sportsmen.
Behind the Marathon gas station.
Yes. Right. And
that sounds weird. That's not what they're doing back there.
Yeah, so a lot of people get confused when they come into our store. They know our store's back there.
He's got a lot of nice little cowgirls down there, too.
Right.
You guys also own Millbrook Tack, and you sell a couple million dollars worth of boots a year. You got fancy boots and fancy prancing girls around there. And if you're a sportsman, if you're a single sportsman, go in there and buy your sporting gear, because the girls that work in that shop are just dolls.
Yes. It's all wonderful.
We have a great staff.
But anyway,
yes.
Merle, thanks for making time. Appreciate you sitting in. It's a lot of fun today. And I learned about an air gun that I probably am going to go get.
You're going to own one.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you've been listening to Grilling Guys. Be safe out there. 10 fingers, 10 toes when you come away from the fireworks. We'll talk with you next week.
I should have been a cowboy.